Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for all of your prayers for David and his family. Great news is he's out of the hospital. He's back home. He's recovering about as well as you possibly could. I mean, he said he's even in no pain. So I guess he's going to have to try to figure out something else to give up for Lent. I mean, the first 2 weeks he went really hard Lent. And now that he's out of the hospital, I guess he's going to have to figure something else out. But we're so thankful he is out of the hospital. In fact, he's going to be on our next week's episode with our guest, John Sablon from World Ablaze Ministries. He'll be in studio. But what happened is because David was in the hospital and I was actually traveling on business out of state, we did not get a chance to record an episode of the Catholic Man Show. So what we're going to do instead of the episode is we're going to publish some extra content that we'll be giving our Patreon members moving forward. This is a new feature, a new addition to the Patreon for all of our patrons. About once or twice a month, we're going to select specific homilies, sermons, encyclicals, apostolic letters that are real gems that the church has given us from these Catholic intellectual giants that we have not had a chance to read. We didn't either know about them, we just have not taken the time to read them. And we've had a professional voiceover record these for us. Now, this one is, I think, only about 5 minutes long. It's a section from an encyclical by Pope Pius X. And so we're going to be doing this for our Patreon members moving forward, like I said, once or twice a month. So maybe another incentive for you if you've been on the fence on whether or not to support us. The only reason why we're able to do this is we kind of hit another mark on our Patreon levels to give us a little bit more income so that way we can provide this back to you. So if you've been on the fence, come on in. The water's just fine. We'd love your support. If you've supported us in the past, we thank you so much. If you're still supporting us, we appreciate it so much as well. And hopefully this is another thank you for what you've done. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you again for all of your prayers for David. And next week we'll be with John Sablon here in studio. Cheers.
For the 50th anniversary of the proclamation of the dogma of the Immaculate Conception, Pope Pius X, 1904. Extracts of an allocution of Pope Pius X to the bishops assembled in Rome on the anniversary, given December 12th, 1904. It is notable that when receiving the bishops in audience on this solemn occasion, the Holy Father thought it well to emphasize only 2 points in the course of a brief allocution. The times are becoming difficult and distressing for the Catholic Church, but let us not be troubled. On earth, the Church is militant. It is for us to be the captains who lead the armies into battle. Have we not the certainty of victory as a powerful incentive? Always before our eyes are these divine words, "I have not come to send peace, but the sword. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you. But have confidence, I have overcome the world." If we know how to make ourselves the light of the world by our teaching and the salt of the earth by our example, to put it in a word, if we employ the resources of virtue and doctrine that Paul enjoined on his own disciples, Titus and Timothy, namely sanctity and perfection of life, strength in teaching, the spirit of sacrifice and self-denial, active and enlightened zeal, charity that is at once strong and gentle, then we will win the love and veneration of the good, yea, and esteem and respect even of our enemies. The task which lies before us is difficult. Let us find our support and strength in the loving providence of Him who, when He sent His own disciples into the world as lambs among wolves, reassured them and encouraged them to have no fear, being confident that He would always be by their side. Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world. On the other hand, when we measure our own meager strength against the difficulty of the task, we will always be brought to the realization that we are but worthless instruments in the hands of the Lord, and we will have recourse to Him in our trying needs. He will hear our prayer and enable us to say, I can do all things in Him who strengthens me. Venerable brethren, there is only one piece of advice that I offer to you. Watch over your seminaries and over candidates for the priesthood. As you yourselves know, an air of independence which is fatal for souls is widely diffused in the world and has found its way even within the sanctuary. It shows itself not only in relation to authority, but also in regard to doctrine. Because of it, some of our young clerics, animated by that spirit of unbridled criticism which holds sway at the present day, have come to lose all respect for the learning which comes from our great fathers, the fathers and doctors of the church, the interpreters of revealed doctrine. If ever you have in your seminary one of those new style savants, get rid of him without delay. On no account impose hands upon him. You will always regret having ordained even one such person. Never will you regret having excluded him.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.